This is URN Sport.
So I'm joined here with Sam from the Futsal Society for the men's. How are you feeling at the moment, Sam?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so looking at how the men's performed in Bucks so far this season, it's been a bit of a mixed season for you guys. Obviously, the first, they topped their league, yet across the rest of the teams, it's been finishes close towards the bottom half of the table, and in the Cup last Wednesday, both men's and seconds were unfortunately eliminated in some quite convincing games, it has to be said. The first losing to Edinburgh's first 4-10, and the seconds losing to Bournemouth's seconds 4-12. Considering that futsal is one of the first big team games to be competing in varsity, how do you think these results plus your overall season's run of form are going to affect the way you're going to be preparing them for varsity?
I don't think we'll change too much about preparation. Our ones, as you said, the league was no problem. The ones we managed to win that and only lost one game the whole year. And then obviously the rest of the teams, we had a big influx of players at the beginning of the year. I think we took in about 30 or 35 new players. So it's been a bit of a transition year for us, really. So we won't change too much. The ones are confident that despite the result against Edinburgh, where we were missing a few key players, that we can, if we get back and knuckle down at training this week, I'm sure we can. I'm sure we'll put in a performance that like last year.
Okay. Well, I mean, futsal is one of the first games actually in this year's varsity, and on Monday the 27th of March. Now, does that throw kind of added pressure to you guys, because you are sort of expected to be one of probably the big curtain raiser for the start of this season, as well as the fact that it'll be very soon after your season's just finished? So does that put pressure on you, and also how are you then going to be recovering very quickly in between from your season to this?
Well, I think it probably comes at a good time in terms of end of the season, because we're still obviously training as if we're playing every week, like as in the we have a FA Cup match this afternoon, so we've still been training three times a week or whatever. We haven't switched off. In terms of being a curtain raiser, I don't know. I think we'll probably relish it. That's good for futsal. We're happy to be one of the main sports. We feel we're one of the main sports, and we're looking forward to what's going to be a big event for futsal, I think.
Yeah, well, speaking of it, of course, this is the first year, of course, that we'll be using David Ross Sports Village to host the futsal game. And the size of the main hall, of course, means that it's going to be a larger crowd. We're hearing potentially rumours of up to 1,000 people potentially attending. So does that kind of... How are you guys preparing maybe for the atmosphere you're going to have? Because it's going to be we're expecting it to be a really big, pumped-up atmosphere. Is that going to help you guys? Because you're going to have home crowd advantage, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, we don't know. We'll never know numbers until the actual day. But we're expecting it to be bigger than last year, for sure. And we're expecting a similar atmosphere to last year, because last year it was a great atmosphere. I think being indoors as well helps out. It feeds off each other. Obviously, being at David Ross, we haven't played too many games there, so we can't be too sure about home advantage. And it is good to have the Trent fans in there for each other. They spare us on as well, and they spare their team on. And it all makes for a better game, we feel. But yeah, hopefully we'll get enough of... enough fans who are supporting you on to back us and push us to the win.
Yeah, you briefly touched as well on last year's match. Now, of course, that was an extremely eventful game, 6-6 at the end of full time, and went to penalties where just won 2-1 and triggered scenes of jubilation, I think it's safe to say. The year before, though, it was a narrow victory to Trent, 6-5. So it's pretty fair to say that these games are now known for their drama and for the atmosphere and what they bring. So do you think that's going to follow up this year? I mean, considering how have you been looking at Trent to see how they might be preparing for us, and do you think this is going to be another one of those all action exciting games?
Yeah, I think so. I think we obviously Trent are in the division above us, but we're confident that that's the level we think we're at. Last year, obviously, they were in the division above us. They've won their Bucks League again this year, which is great for them. And they'd won it last year as well when we played them. So I think I can't see too much of changing in terms of how close it's going to be. I think it will be another really close game, which is good, because I don't think if either side dominated, I don't think it would be much of a spectacle. And this just adds, now we've had a few in a row of really close tight games. I think we're getting a reputation as one of the best games going in the varsity series.
If it's anything like last year, it certainly will be. Just before we go on, Trent, very quickly, in terms of like then how you're preparing for varsity as opposed to a Bucks match, like I know you said earlier, it's not, because you're still in the season, it will be just in a way carrying on, but mentally, surely the fact that you know this is going to be one of those, probably the biggest game of the season because of everything that surrounds it, do the teams still want to approach it like it's a standard Bucks game and get ready for it, or does that always weigh on your mind that it's a big game?
No, I think you know, certainly the last couple of years when it's been pre-varsity training, we've known that varsity has been coming up. You know, it's one of the biggest games of the year, and although it doesn't actually count towards anything Bucks wise or National League wise, obviously it's bragging rights, and the pressure's also on because we haven't played them at all this year. Our ones haven't played their ones, so it's the only game that we'll play all season, so there's going to be a huge amount of pressure on. So I think this week in training we'll see a big step up in intensity, just because we know that varsity is around the corner. And we'll want to make sure we put in a performance, because we're going to have to if we're going to be a good Trent side.
Yeah, I was going to say that actually very nicely leads me on to my final question here, because Trent's most successful field in Bucks actually this year has been their futsal teams. They've got 222 points from it, from all four of their teams. Now, you said that you haven't played, that the first haven't obviously locked horns yet with Trent in any games, so does that mean that you're going to then specifically want to adapt your play? So is there any aspect of Trent's game that you're particularly concerned about, so you're looking at as maybe an area that you might want to address, or are you guys just going to stick to your standard game plan and hope to play out for the usual win?
I think we'll have to adapt. We know a couple of their players already. We know some of their stronger players, so we may have to adapt one-to-one with them. But I think tactics-wise, we'll probably keep it as we've been. Obviously, National League, we're used to playing high-level opposition. So it's we're gonna have to draw on some of that experience as well to get past a strong Trent side. We know the keeper for the ones is a guy called Cameron, and he's been training with us a couple of times this year, so we know what kind of standard Trent are at, and it should prove to be a really close, solid game.
Well, best of luck for it, Sam, and I'm sure everyone in the University of Nottingham will be cheering you on in what promises to be a really exciting game, so best of luck for it.